We are professionals, consumers, and human beings. For all these activities, we have one brain and one heart. It's no use wanting to compartmentalize. As a marketer, for example, you might be producing a lot, but as a consumer, you might not be consuming what marketers are building for you to consume. The global health crisis has affected both personal and professional relationships as well as consumer relationships. Regardless of the scope, the mental health of Brazilian workers has worsened in the last 2 years. According to a study carried out by the hashtag MentemFoco movement with the Brazilian Institute for Research and Data Analysis, IBPAD, about 70% say they are more nervous, tense, or worried in this period under the threat of COVID-19 and with many people working from home. It is noteworthy that few seek specialized help. Only 16% turn to psychologists or psychiatrists. Most, 57%, prefer to look for family or friends. Emotional intelligence. Every new year brings with it a gift called a challenge, be it personal or professional. However, how to deal with it without letting an anxiety disorder happen? It is at this moment that a possible ally comes into play, emotional intelligence, EI. EI is a psychology concept that characterizes the individual as capable of identifying, understanding, and dealing with their feelings and emotions. For this to happen, it is of utmost importance to know how to observe yourself, monitor your feelings, and learn to describe your reactions before, during, and after the challenges faced. The good news is that EI is a skill that can be developed by all of us human beings. It just requires dedication, discipline, and training. To help you go through 2022 knowing more about yourself and dealing in the best way with feelings and emotions in the face of the challenges that present themselves, I brought some useful and important tips. Watch body and mind. Describe the physical and mental reactions during the situations and then analyze the positive and negative feelings that may have triggered these reactions. Master emotions and reactions. Avoid acting on impulse. It is difficult, of course, so it is necessary to train. Some exercises, such as breathing and meditation, among others, can help develop self-control. Find the best option for you. Express yourself and don't stress. If you don't like something, talk. Thus, points of view are clarified and new solutions emerge to solve challenges. Train empathy. Putting yourself in the other person's shoes helps us to be more understanding and tolerant, realizing that everyone around us has their limitations. According to Daniel Goleman, a leading psychologist in EI, knowledge about oneself feeds empathy. That's because the more aware we are about our own feelings, the more we can understand the emotion of others. Respond instead of reacting. In difficult situations, allow your brain to act rationally, seeking to analyze the situation and avoiding misunderstandings. You have limits. Understand your limits through the daily practice of self-knowledge. Have you reached your limit? Learn to say no and respect yourself. Finally, when there is awareness of our own abilities and skills, but also of our weaknesses and limits, we become capable of setting goals and objectives and turning them into reality. It is worth remembering that Brazil is the most anxious country in the world. We are fifth in the depression ranking and second in the burnout queue. This is to say that we have all gone through, are going through, or will go through some situation of anxiety or extreme stress because we are human beings. Faced with this realization, a phrase I heard once and I love it occurs to me: life is not made of balance, but of tightrope walkers. A new consumer profile. The pandemic has changed our emotional state, therefore our mental health, and this has shaped new consumer profiles and new feelings have come to prevail in the world. Faced with this behavioral revolution, we were affected by the perception of time and we felt anesthetized, hopeful, and with more cautious motivations. These were the sensations identified in the Future Consumer 2023 panel by WGSN, a global authority in trend forecasting, which guided the construction of four types of consumer profiles. The four types of consumer profiles. Predictors. They have a recession mindset. Very affected by the perception of time, they carry emotional fatigue and economic uncertainty for the future. They want stability, security, comfort, and as little uncertainty as possible. They look for services and products that are as simple as possible, such as refills, subscriptions, and curation. New romantics. Productivity has increased, even if this was not their main desire. They kept their jobs during the pandemic and are working harder and harder. Desire a better division between personal life and work. Sun. They no longer want to live as before or during the pandemic. They value equity, new emotions, and mental and medical hygiene, in addition to sustainability. Conductors. They devote their energy to several activities simultaneously, are resilient, and are always looking for growth. They are increasingly looking for exciting experiences, multidimensional careers, flexibility to make their own working hours. Metaverse, gamification, and digital currencies are highly attractive to this profile. Impossible. Driven by the lack of assistance from institutions and the government, they take on the challenge of building a more egalitarian world for all. They emphasize the importance of making local commerce circulate, being self-sufficient, and protecting financial and environmental resources. Because they carry all this weight and responsibility, they are people who, unfortunately, are on the verge of burnout or professional burnout. Expressing feelings and emotions is an intrinsic human need, and the pandemic has intensified this behavior. Seeking to understand and accept potential changes is part of the process called living. So, here's my invitation: take care of your mental health and allow yourself a new me. What profile do you identify with? By Toddy Gracia, professor of the consumer behavior discipline at FGV's MBA, startup mentor, and director of marketing excellence at Mondelez Brazil.